Sri Ramanuja came
April
in
10th,
a very
part
less
2.
decorated and religious family. Father and mother both were very religious minded.
Ramanuja Acharya 来自一个非常高贵的家族，也是非常好虔诚的家族。那么他父母两双人的话呢，都非常的虔诚。
From beginning of his life, Ramanuja was very, very intelligent.
那么在人生之初的话呢 ，Ramanuja 都非常的有智慧。
An astrologer came to him when he was baby and saw that the symptoms in Ramanuja is like Lakshman, the brother of Sri Ramchandra. And that is why he named that boy Lakshman Desi. Lakshman Desi. In the boyhood, he read Sanskrit and everything. And then he went to a Mayabad Sannyasi Jadavacharya to study Vedanta Shastra.
Now, when Ramanuja was born, the Shingon Ji had already seen his Shingon Tu. He has a very unusual Shingon Tu pattern. So, he named him Lakshman Desh. 那么在孩童时候呢，他已经精通梵文，去到一位呢哈这个 ，speech master。
As I told that from boyhood he was very very intelligent and very scholar. So one day his guru Jadav Prakash, any disciple came to him and asked Jadav Prakash, what is the meaning of kapyasam in Chandogya Upanishad?
那么当时呢，哈，这一位呢，他的灵性导师杰德普克查亚的话呢，哈，非常有学识的，所以很多呢，人呢向他询问呢，Chando
Then
Upanishad 的哈，这个奥义，这个书哈。
Then Jadavacharya answered, Kapyasang means a monkey's.Backside means cheetah, heap, as red as the monkey's heap of Vishnu, as red as that.
So, when they were asking Jagat Prakash, they were asking a question.其中有一段的话呢，那个意思呢，哈 ，Jagat Prakash 这样解释的哈，他说主 Vishnu 的这个莲花眼呢，红得像那个哈猴子的那个屁股哈。
Shankaracharya for this word has vyakhya kiya, explain same thing. So he was telling what Shankaracharya had told, but tears came in the eyes of.Ramanuja and it fell on the feet of Jadavacharya because he was massaging his Gurudev. So,
那么当时的话呢 ，Ramanuja 哈在给他的灵性导师按摩这个莲花足了。他听了这种解释之后呢，那么这种解释当然是依照哈 Shankaracharya 的这个解释了。所以他的啊、哦、眼泪呢就滴下来哈、哦，掉到了这啊、他的灵性导师的这个哈、哦、腿上。
Then at once Jadavacharya told why you are weeping. Then he told, I'm weeping that you have done wrong explanation of this compassion. Oh, you know better than Shankaracharya. He has done this. He told Gurudev.He has done wrong. Then he told that, you should explain it. Then boldly he told, Kapyasam, ka mane son, asam mane pivati. Pyasang means who
drinks the sun.
Pivati, arthat.
Ko jalam.
Pivati. Asam.
Asam spread, illuminate.
So this meaning is that Kapyasang means kamal,
lotus.
To whom when sun rises, then lotus become. And that is why the eyes of the Vishnu is as lotus flower.
那么加德查尔的话呢，就当时呢就询问他哈，说你为什么要哭？他说你对 Vyasa 的哈这个师姐的话呢有一些错误的解释。那么他的灵性导师就说，那是不是你比我哈对 Sankaracharya 的话呢有更好的哈这个理解呢？他说你来阐述一下。那么当时的话呢 Ramanuja 呢就解释了哈 Kapyasa 的意思呢，他说是莲花的意思。那么就像太阳哈出来，莲花呢开放。所以主的眼睛呢像了哈这个盛放的莲花。
Jado Prakash, then became very
angry.
And he thought, if he will be alive, then he will cut the argument of Shankar and Mayabad philosophy. That is why he wanted to finish his life. One day also, king of that kingdom, the wife of that king was attacked by any ghost. And then king called Jadavacharya to remove that ghost. He went there. Lakhan was also with him. Oh, he uttered mantra that he should go away. But the ghost told, you don't know anything, and he rebuked him and told, by your mantra I will not go. If Ramanuj
Lakshman Desi
feet washed water, if I will be given, I will go over it. Then king washed the feet of
Lakshman Desi
and gave it to that queen. And at once ghost
went.
He was liberated.
Then, 当时他的灵性导师哈，这个 Jadaprakash 的话呢哈，很生气了。他说呢，如果他活着，那么他会阻挡了 Sankarsan 这个 Chaya 这个教导，并且会令到这个传系呢哈毁灭。所以呢，要就是要谋杀他。那么当时呢，那个国王的妻子呢，哈，被那个鬼附身呢，哈，就缠啊。那么呢，他请了他的灵性导师呢，去哈驱鬼了。那么他唱诵这个曼陀罗哈，要将那个鬼哈赶走。但是那鬼说哈，你什么都不懂的。所以呢，你唱了曼陀罗哈，你唱的这个mantra的话呢，我是不会离开的。所以他要那个 Lakshman Dish 这个木竹水。他说。那么后来国王呢就给这个 Lakshman Dish 哈沐足，并且呢将这个沐足水给予他的妻子哈这个王妃呢饮下，然后呢这个鬼呢哈得以解脱，然后呢就走了哈。
Then Jada Prakash made a plan to kill him. He declared that he will go to Prayag to take bath in Triveni Ganges and then.All his disciples were ready to go with him, and he told Desik Lakhan Desik, that you also come with me. His plan was in heavy forest. Anyhow, we will finish him. But Kuresh, material brother,
Govinda,
he told Ramanuj, you should run away from here at once. It was night. You should run away, otherwise you will be killed. Then Ramanuj at once run away from there. Running, he went in a forest under a tree he was resting. After some time, Govind went to Gurudev. Gurudev asked, where is Ramanuj?
Lakhan
Desi. He told, oh, he has come before me, but I'm not seeing where he is. Then Jadav Prakash thought that any animal, tigers, has killed him. So he became very happy. This Ramanuj then saw a wife and husband. They were jungly tribes. And then Ramanuj told, where you are going? They told them, we are going to Kanjivaram. Oh, I am also going. And by the light of hurricane, they went there. After some time, they vanished. And Ramanuj saw that, oh, I have reached to Kanjivaram. Very far away, about 4 months traveling. And he was in one night, he went there. And did pranam to Bhardaraj. When Jadav Prakash returned and he saw Ramanuj, oh, by outwardly he told, I'm very happy that you are safe. Again you should come and study with me. Ramanuj was Vaishnav, so he again began.
Jada Prakash 设计呢, 杀掉 Ramanuja, 那么他假装, 去到呢, Ganga to take bath. Yeah. 那么去到恒河沐浴, 所以他呢, 要求所有的门徒, 都随他一同去, 也叫上呢, Lakshman Dish. 那么在穿过密林的时候呢, 他想设计, 杀掉他, 所以他叫, 但是呢, 其中他一个门徒的话呢, 就告诉 Lakshman Dish 说呢, 你今晚赶快走吧，因为他们要把你杀掉。所以 Lakshman Dish 的话呢，一路呢就是说奔跑。后来呢，他的灵性导师询问了其中一位门徒叫 Govinda， 他说他在哪？那么 Govinda 就说了他走在我前面，不知道。那么他的灵性导师呢就以为他可能会在这个森林里面被其他动物吃掉。所以 那么当时呢 Lakshman Dish 在林中看到一对打猎的夫妇，那么就询问他们去往这个恒河的路径的。 He's asking about where they want to go. Kanchipur. 那么去 Kanchipur 这个地方，那么地方呢已经是很远的，有大概有4个月的行程才能够走到的。但是呢，他一夜就能够到。 那么他回去的时候呢，他的灵性导师看到他，假装也很高兴的，但是呢 ，Ramanuja 作为一个 Vaishnava 他不计较这东西，依然呢在他的师门下学习。
Anyhow, a big history. I'm telling very short. Jamunacharya, who was last alvar of Sri Sampradaya, he heard the glory of Ramanuja. And he wanted that after me he should be Vaishnava Acharya. And he sent his very qualified Vaishnava to him, and Mahapurna. And then he went there, and he, Ramanuj, now thinking that I must give the worldly
life,
and I should go to Ram, my guru, Jamunacharya, and I will take sannyas from him. In the meantime, he was like a adhyapak,
as a professor
of his school. One day, a Brahmin came and told, I'm very hungry, you should give me something. And then he told that, go to my home, my wife will give you. But wife rebuked that Brahmin and did not give anything. Then he returned back. Then he wrote a letter from as if the wife, Ramanujacharya's father, is inviting her that there is my son's marriage and you should come very soon. Then he wrote letter and something he gave, coconut, and he went. At that time his wife honored so much and gave so many delicious foods. And then he told Ramanuj, she told that my father has called me because my brother's marriage is there. Then he became very happy and told me, you should go with all your ornaments. I will come later on. And thus, forever, she went to her father and he left the world and went to Sri Rangam. And in the way he saw that Jamunacharya has left his body. Then he went there and told that I want to see my Gurudev face and body. They showed him, his three fingers were like this and only one leg. Then Ramanuj, knowing his wish, he promised that I will write a Sri Bhashya of Vedanta Sutra. Then one came and then he told, I will preach whole world mission of your Jamunacharya. Then second and third. Anyhow, three. And then three came. Then all saw that our Ramanuj actually the disciple of Srila Ramanujacharya. And then there he took sannyas and became preacher of Sri Sampradaya Ramanuj.
那么呢这是一个很长的一个历史故事，就当时的这个故事。那么Srila Gurudev只是简短的讲了一下。那么当时在世的Ramanujacharya的话呢，听闻了Ramanujacharya的这个故事，所以很想他继任作为呢他那个传系Sri Sampradaya的这个呢Acharya。所以呢他派了一个高阶的Vaishnava去到他那里。那么Ramanujacharya呢很想当时呢就很想着，我一定要想放弃这个世俗生活了。 去到我的 Guru 哈，Ramanujacharya那里，从他那里接受sannyas。所以有一天的话， 有一个婆罗门来到他家里面，他说我很饿哈，我想要点东西吃。那么罗曼努贾说，你去我家里面吧，我妻子会给你的。但是呢，他妻子呢并没有给呢这个婆罗门呢布施任何呢吃的。所以罗曼努贾呢就写了一封信，假托他妻子的父亲写了一封信给他妻子，说他的儿子呢想结婚了哈，请他的这个女儿呢回去参加这个婚礼。那么他的妻子呢就对罗曼努贾就说了，说我的兄弟要结婚了啊，你跟我一起走哈，我们一起回去。那么罗曼努贾就说哈，你先走哈，带上所有的这些呢哈装，就是说你的打扮那些饰品，你先走，我呢哈后面走。所以在他妻子走后的话呢，他实际上呢哈就永远离弃了他的这个家庭生活，前往呢斯里兰卡哈这个地方。那么在路上他已经知道罗曼努贾查亚哈已经呢隐迹了。所以他执意要看一下他的灵性导师哈Yamanuja的Yamunacharya的这个呢身体。当时发现呢他的灵性导师哈三个手指哈还是合着的，也就是说呢哈他还有一些哈愿望没有实现。所以他就地呢承诺了做了三个承诺。第一个呢是对Vedanta 哈 Vedanta Commentary 那么第一个呢是对呢维丹塔经的这个哈注释，第二个呢是他愿意哈去呢全世界传教哈，承诺去全世界传教啊，还有第三个了哈。那么最后的话呢哈，就是说他说完一个愿望的承诺完一个的话呢，他灵性导师哈一个手指呢就会张开。最后呢他说完三个之后呢，他的灵性导师哈三指的哈都撒开了。也就这样子的话呢，罗摩努贾实际上是呢亚穆纳查亚真正的门徒，他就地呢哈接受了呢这个沙尼亚喜。成为的虚三普兰达亚哦，那个时代那个传承的哈、哦，这个伟大的阿查亚。
After that, he wrote Sri Bhashya according to Bodhayan, Tanka, and their notes, and then.He traveled whole South India. He came to Dwarka. He came to Kashi, and he went to Jagannath Puri, and he went to Vrindavan Mathura also. Everywhere he went to Badrikashram also, and preached everywhere. But in South India there was a king who was Shaiva.He saw that all Shaiva will are going to be Vaishnav, so he was very angry and called him. But Kuresh, his one of his disciple, he told out, "I will go. You should not go. They will kill you. They should kill me no harm." And then he took the danda and sannyas of Ramanuj.And went there, and they had planned to kill. So they discussed something, Shaiva Tattva and Vaishnava Tattva. Kuresh defeated them, but yet they clapped, "We are winning," and they took the eyes of Kuresh out. Then he became blind, and then.Kuresh went searching his Gurudev where he is. And in the meantime, Ramanuj was very far away from Sri Rangam, anywhere. And he went to his one disciple, Bhardwaj, who was very poor. When Ramanuj went there,with so many disciples, hundreds of disciples. Then that Brahma was not in house, he had gone to bake something. And his wife was alone in house. But his clothes were very worn and torn. She could not come in front of Ramanuj. Then Ramanuj gave his chadar and she wept and then she saw that, oh, hundreds of disciples are, Ramanuja has come here. What to do, how to respect them, what to feel? Then he remembered a very rich person, he is a neighbor. Oh, he has bad motive towards me. He wants to enjoy me. And he has told that I will give so much money to you. But up till now she refused. Now today he told, he was thinking, what is this use of this body if I cannot serve my Gurudev? No need of chastity, nothing. She went to that rich person and told that my Gurudev with so many disciples had come. You should give me chawal, dal, atta and ghee and so many things, paraphernalia, and I will cook and feed my Gurudev. He became very happy. Oh, today in night she will come and gave so many things. She went to her house and cooked and feed his Gurudev. In the meantime, Brahman came and asked, oh, my Gurudev has come with so many disciples. How to feed them? Today I have nothing in begging. He was thinking. In the meantime, his wife told that, I have everything done, I have fed them, and they are now resting, don't worry.
Ramanuja 呢，在接受了这个启迪之后的话呢，写下了 Sripasha 这本书哦。最后他在南印度啊，周游南印度 Dwarka、Kashi、Jagannapuri、Vrindavan、Mathura 哈，还有等等地啊，还有 Kashmir 等等地呢传教。那么在南印度的话呢，当时有希瓦的这些追随者。有个国王哈支持呢这些呢追随者的，他想了哈，如果呢 Ramanuja 呢哈这么有影响力的话呢，那么所有的这个希瓦的教徒呢都会成为呢 Vaishnava， 所以呢他们就哈挑战了这些，就是挑战的 Ramanuja 哈这个门派了。那么当时 Ramanuja 呢派了他的一个门徒呢 Kulash 前往呢，就是说应变呢。那么当时在那个法会上的话呢，他们讨论了经典，而实际上呢，是呢 Ramanuja 的这个门徒呢 Kulash 的话呢赢得了这场辩论。但是因为当时当时的话呢，对方的话呢就把他的眼睛就是弄瞎了，所以他就此的话呢失去了跟他的灵性导师的这个关系。而 Ramanuja 呢也远在他地，然后呢他与他的门徒呢到达了一个村庄，当地呢有一个婆罗门非常的穷了。那么 Ramanuja 这么多门徒已到他家里面，他没有呢东西给他们吃。那么他的衣服很烂当时就没有衣服出门当时 Ramanuja 呢就将自己的一块布的话呢就给他了，以让他避，就是以用以避体了。那么他的妻子呢，当时有一个当地的一个很有钱的人呢很喜欢他妻子，但是呢被他的妻子拒绝了。这时候呢 Ramanuja 因为到他们家里面，他们没有东西招待，所以他妻子想起了这个有钱人，他觉得如果呢我不能够服务呢 Vaishnava， 那么这个身体和贞洁又有什么用呢？所以当时呢他就请求这个有钱人请他给呢这些呢就是他们所需要的招应呢 Vaishnava 的这些呢物品像谷类啊还有其他的物品，所以他煮了很多东西的招待了他家中的这些客人。与此同时的话呢，这个婆罗门并不知道他的妻子就说甘愿就是说拿出自己的贞洁以换取呢 服务 Vaishnava 的这个机会。
She told all the history that how he collected out paraphernalia to his husband, her husband. He became very happy. And then in the night, she Brahmini took some prasadam of Ramanuj, remnant, and with her husband went to that rich person and gave that remnant. As soon as he took the remnant of Ramanuj, at once he was changed totally, and he fell flat on the lotus feet of that Brahmin. And at once he came to Ramanuj and took some dikha from him. In the meantime, Suresh, blind eyes, he reached there and he wanted to meet with his Gurudev. And he went there and he wanted to see Gurudev. At once, by the influence of Ramanuj, his eyes came out. And then he fell flat on the Ramanuj feet and Ramanuj embraced him. There are so many things. Ramanuj was a great acharya. So we finish here.
那么讲到了这个婆罗门的妻子，当时收罗了很多这个用于呢招引呢这个 Ramanuja 以及他的门徒的很多物品。那么他煮了很多这个 prasadam， 并且呢他也荣耀了 Ramanuja 的一个寄语并且把将一些寄语呢给予那个有钱人。当那个有钱人吃到了 Ramanuja 这个寄语的时候，他的内心呢改变了完全改变了。他后来去到 Ramanuja 那里呢接受了这个启迪。当时的话呢 Kulesh 这个门徒也恰好呢来到了同样一个村庄，那么见到了他自己的灵性导师 Ramanuja。 那么藉着 Ramanuja 这个仁慈以及他的力量，那么他的势力呢恢复，他拜倒在他的这个灵性导师的足下又就此呢他们两个呢又呢重逢又
Now, Vyasadeva taught Srimad Bhagavat, or Sukadeva Goswami studied Srimad Bhagavat from Vyasadeva. And in the council of Parikshit Maharaj, he was explaining all these things. Now he is telling that what is Bhakti Yoga? In Srimad Bhagavat, in Kapil Devahuti Sambhad, it has been told. And it is explained what is Bhakti Yoga. So Shyam Rani will explain.
那么紧接着我们讲这个薄伽瓦堂的故事。那么 Vyasadeva 的话呢，向呢苏克迪古双米传述这本呢《薄伽瓦堂》，后来呢在苏克迪古双米又在
in brief
帕利什大军呢这个聚会上讲述了这本经典。那么什么叫 Bhakti Yoga 呢风爱瑜伽，那么请 Samurai Didi 来阐述。
Om Gyanam Timirandasya Gyanam Jana Salakaya Chaksuram Litam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. First I offer my unlimited obeisancesIn the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev, Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Astotara Satishri Shimai, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupad.
我向我的启迪灵性导师 Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Astotara Satishri Shimai Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada 的莲花主呢致以无数的顶拜。
And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feetOf my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Astotara Satishri Shrimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees.
同样的，我向我最值得崇拜的，叙事灵性导师 Om Vishnupad Astotara Satishri Shrimad Bhakti Vedanta 那样能够说明 Maharaj 的莲花主尘土自以无数的顶拜，像我们整个使徒传系的导师哈，在座的 Vaishnava Vaishnavi 顶拜。
So Srila Gurudev has ordered me to discuss the teachings of Sri Kapiladev as he gave to his mother Devahuti.
那么 Srila Gurudev 呢哈，叫我呢讲述呢 Kapiladev 对他的母亲 Devahuti 的教导哈，在瓦堂里面其中一些篇章。
Just a very very brief history. Kapiladev is the son of Devahuti and Kardama Muni. Kardama Muni is the son of Brahmaji, who ordered him and his other sons to procreate the universe with good Krishna conscious children.
那么呢，简单的讲一下历史哈。主 Kapiladev 的话呢，是呢 Devahuti 以呢Kardama 不是 Kardama Kardama Muni。Kardama Muni 的哈这个儿子，那么 Kardama Muni 的话呢是呢哈 Brahmaji 的这个儿子的，那么当时呢他受 Brahmaji 呢受命他哈要呢就是说呢养育哈生育后代的。
Kardama Muni thus worshipped the Lord to get a good wife for such procreation, and the Lord appeared to him and said, "Not only will I give you a good devoted wife, but I will also come as your son."
那么呢当时呢哈他呢就崇拜主了，祈祷呢哈能得到一个呢。一个好的妻子哈，那么当时呢，主呢就向他显现，他说不仅我要给你一个奉献者的妻子，而且呢，我也亲自呢前来成为你的儿子。
When Kapiladev appeared, from the womb of Devahuti, Kardama Muni at that time worshipped the Lord and begged him that I want to now take sannyas. Let me always meditate on you within my heart.
那么当Kapiladev 即将从娘胎里面出来的时候呢，那么他的父亲呢Kardama Muni 的话呢就向神呢祈祷了，他说呢我现在想接受生命的气绝阶段Sannyas，就是请满足我这个愿望。
Lord Kapiladev granted him that benediction, and then when Kardama Muni took Sannyas to Rome and become absorbed in the Lord, more absorbed in the Lord, Lord Kapiladev went back to the palace of Devahuti, which was created by the mystic powers of her husband, and began to teach her.
那么当时的话呢，因为呢主的这个祝福了，那么 Kapiladev 就 Kapiladev 就祝福他的这个是他的父亲了，就离开了哈。Kardama Muni 就离开了，前往了这些就是周游世界去呢，就是说离开了家居生活。那么 Kapiladev 呢回到呢他的宫殿，那么这个宫殿是由他的父亲呢Kardama Muni 的话呢用了这神通创造的一个呢宫殿。
Kapiladev, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, sat with his mother in the palace and she began to inquire from him.
那么当时呢 Kapiladev 呢作为主的一个呢至尊主呢 Krishna 的一个化身，在呢这个宫殿里面向他的母亲就是讲授，那么他母亲呢 Devahuti 提出了很多的问题。
I no longer want to be disturbed by my raging senses and mind. How can I become free from all this?
他就问了我不想再受到我那个心意和呢这个感官这个冲动这个影响，那我应该怎么样做？
How can I become free from the darkness of ignorance? What process is there?
怎么免除呢愚昧的黑暗，这个程序怎么走？
So Kapiladev began to explain, "Now I will discuss with you that particular type of yoga practice."
那么 Kapiladev 就说了现在我跟你讨论的一种特别类型的这个呢 yoga 瑜伽的程序。
You'll become free by all material, free from all material happiness and distress, the modes of nature, the bodily conception of life, the false ego.
那么你将免除呢所有的痛苦和快乐假我。以及呢物质自然的这个捆绑等等。
And he explained a very very important verse which Srila Gurudev quotes all the time.
那么他引述了一个呢就是一个诗节了，那么这也是 Gurudev 经常的引用的一个诗节。
He told his mother that she should remain in the association of pure devotees.
那么首先的话呢他告诉他的母亲永远停留在呢这个呢奉献者的这个联谊之中。
And in such association, she should hear the glories of the Lord.
那么在这种联谊之中呢，去聆听主的荣耀。
Satam prasangam mama virya samvido pavante kritkana rasayana kata taj joshana svapavagavatmane shradharadhir bhaktir anukramishyati.
One should remain in the association of pure devotees and should hear from them about the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
一个人应该停留在纯粹奉献者的莲之中，从他那里去聆听至尊主的逍遥时光活动。
Such harikatha is pleasing both to the ear and to the heart.
那么这种的哈利卡塔的话呢，不仅对耳朵哈来说呢是悦耳的，也是呢哈宜人哈这个就是说呢心的就是心意的。
Simply by hearing in such association.One becomes freed from all anarthas, all unwanted things and habits and thoughts.
那么在这种聆听之中的话呢，一个人都能免除的哈这些呢要不得的哈这些呢欲望啊恶习啊哈等等。
And under the guidance of such pure devotee, they progress through the stages of bhakti from shraddha to bhava to shraddha to nista to ruchi, gradually to ashakti, then to bhava, then to prema.
那么在这种呢奉献者的指导下，一个人呢逐渐呢走过呢这个修习的这个各阶段，从 Shraddha 开始，信心开始，就 Nishtha 哈稳固的修习，到 Ashakti Aruchi Ashakti Bhav Brain 等等。
Kapila Dev explains the qualities of such a sadhu.
那么 Kapila Dev 呢描述了这样一位沙杜圣人，他的品质应该是怎样子的。
He's friendly to everyone, he's tolerant, he's mercifulHe's equal to everyone. He has no material desires. He's peaceful.
那么这样的一位圣人的话呢，他对所有众生都是友善的，他很容忍，他非常仁慈，他对众生平等，等等。
He explains that there's many different kinds of devotional service also. Devotional service in the mode of ignorance, devotional service in the mode of passion, devotional service in the mode of goodness, and also unadulterated pure devotional service.
那么他也解释了哈，奉献服务呢有不同层面的，那么有呢哈愚昧形态的奉献服务，有激情形态的奉献服务，也有善良形态的，也有呢纯粹的奉献服务。
Devotional service which is mixed with material desires of envy and revenge and anger, such service is called karma mishra bhakti, and that is in the mode of ignorance.
那么如果呢奉献服务里面呢混杂有呢这个呢嫉妒啊嗔恨啊等等这些情绪的话呢，它属于呢愚昧形态的这个呢奉献服务。
When it's performed with a desire for opulence, material happiness, then it's in the mode of passion.
如果呢他呢执行奉献服务呢想得到富裕想得到这些那么它属于呢这个呢激情形态的这个奉献服务。
And when it's performed free from any material desire, then it's in the mode of pure goodness.
如果呢没有任何的哈这个物质欲望混杂其中的话呢，就是呢哈纯粹的这个善良心态。
To be free from the desire to be free from fruitive actions for my own happiness, that's in the mode of material goodness. But the desire just to rush to the Lord is unadulterated bhakti.
那么呢只是说想免除就是说没有呢自然的自己的私欲这种呢奉献服务的话呢，它属于善良形态这个奉献服务。但是如果呢一切呢都是呢以主为核心的一切都是奔向他的，那么处于呢就是纯粹的这个奉献服务。
He explains that the manifestation of unadulterated pure devotional service is that as soon as one hears the glories of the Lord, his mind immediately rushes to the Lord.
那么这里面讲到的哈，具有呢纯粹奉献服务这种情感的人的话呢，他只要哈聆听到主的讯息的话呢，他的心立即哈就走向他。
In such devotional ecstasy, he is compared with the Ganges River that rushes towards the sea without any impediment.
那么这一类型的奉献服务呢，被誉为呢像恒河之水呢奔向大海一样啊。
The Lord also explained to her about meditation on the form of the Lord.
那么 Kapila Dev 的话呢也向他母亲讲授如何去冥想主。
He discussed in great detail the lotus feet of the Lord, the hips of the Lord, the waist, the beautiful lotus eyes.
那么他们很详细的描述的哈，至尊主的莲花足啊哈，他的这个哈臀部腰就腰部哈，以及呢他的上身哈头部等等这些特征。
And said that this should be the only object of meditation.
并且指出了哈，冥想至尊主的话，至尊主作为呢哈唯一的冥想对象。
One should associate with a pure devotee who's always absorbed in this meditation.
那么一个人应该呢哈，以总是冥想至尊主的这个纯粹奉献者呢联谊。
Who's always absorbed.In tasting the pastimes of the Lord and the various forms of the Lord.
那么也品尝哈主的不同逍遥时光以及他不同的哈这个呢形象。
And thus they have no desire, even for going to the heavenly planets. They're not at all interested in the eightfold mystic opulences.
那么这样的人的话呢，对于哈上天堂或是呢拥有八种神通的话呢哈都不感兴趣了。
What to speak of attachment to home?To family, to domestic animals, to wealth, they have absolutely no interest. And this is the type of devotee that Kapila Dev is telling his mother to associate with.
那么这种人的话，对他的家庭哈，他的这个哈，这个家里面的哈，这牲畜哈，这些东西的话呢，就更没有了哈依附了。所以呢，这是呢 ，Kapila 是呢 ，Kapila Dev 哈向他的母亲 Devahuti 哈所讲述的这种奉献服务。
He told her that anyone who is so absorbed.He attains a transcendental opulence that can never be taken away by time.
那么这样的一个专注其中的这样一个人的话呢，他们得到的这个东西是永远不会呢被拿走的。
That can never be destroyed by any weapon.
也永远不会被哈任何武器呢哈所伤。
But he's always fixed, just as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, when one attains this stage of samadhi, he thinks there's nothing.No greater gain, and he's never shaken even in the midst of the greatest difficulty.
那么，达到这种 samadhi 状态的人的话呢，哈，就算他遭遇到最大的困难的话，也不会动摇的，哦，就算面临最大的这个困难的话呢，也没有呢动摇。
Lord Kapila Dev explained to her that there's no use in looking in any other direction than the Lord.
那么呢 ，Kapila Dev 呢也解释到了哈，除了主的话呢，哈，眼睛望向其他地方哈，是徒劳无功的。
Because actually there's no existence outside of him.
因为呢，实际上除他之外呢，没有别的存在。
He explained how the Lord glances over the material nature, and the material nature is created from him.
那么他也
描述 from his own energy.
描述到了哈，主呢通过他的瞥视而创造这个物质宇宙。那么就是说呢，一切来源于他的物质能量哈。
Then by the glance of the Lord, in the course of time, which is also his energy.He gradually creates the subtle elements going to the more and more gross elements, but it's all coming from his energy.
那么也急的哈，主的瞥视的话呢哈，他创造了从精微的物质哈，逐渐到呢非常粗糙的物质。那么这也是哈他的能量之一。
And he explains how this material world is no use to think about it because it has no reality. It's simply created by false ego.
那么他也解释到哈，这个物质世界的话呢哈，不过呢是哈假我呢所造的哈，没有意义在里面的，没有真实的意义。
There are three kinds of false ego in goodness, passion, and ignorance, and from that the senses are created, the mind is created, and sound, material sound is created, from which all the other elements come. So the all the other elements they're non-different from false ego, having false ego being their source.
那么呢，假我的话呢，也有三种的哈，有善良形态的假我哈，畸形形态的哈，愚昧形态的。那么只有假我的话呢哈，这个呢感官和心意呢哈被创造，所有呢是声音还有其他物质元素被创造。所以这些呢物质的元素和能量的话呢，最终极哈的源头呢是假我哈，所以他们没有什么真实意义。
Very interestingly, he explains how if one thinks that he can perform bhakti yoga and offer respects to the Lord.But feel any enmity or envy or malice towards any other living entity, then the Lord is not pleased with his so-called bhakti.
If someone has envy,
he's respectful to the Lord, to the deity and the temple, but he's envious of other living entities, feeling enmity and malice, then the Lord is not pleased with their so-called bhakti.
那么对于有一种哈，就是一种奉献者的哈，他们对神像哈。等等的话呢，非常的尊重，但是呢，对其他的生物体的话，然后心怀记恨呐、啊，或恶意啊，等等的话呢，那么至尊主对这种类型的人的话呢，或去对他的奉献服务呢，是不满意的。
He said, if anybody worships me in the temple, but does not see me in the hearts of all living entities, and does not try to please me, by showing very friendly behavior towards others and giving them mercy in the form of Krishna consciousness, helping them become Krishna conscious, then his worship of me is just like if you're performing a fire sacrifice and you throw the grains into the ashes instead of the fire.
那么呢，这里面讲到哈，如果一个人哈，崇拜呢神像，而呢对众生呢哈，却没有呢这个呢哈友善的情感呢，那么这一类型的奉献者的话呢，就像哈做火祭的时候呢，我们哈把那个谷物哈扔到呢，不是扔到火里面，而扔到呢哈这个灰里面一样哈。
There are actually six chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam, all about nothing but Lord Kapila Dev's teachings.
实际上，在佛教法堂里面有整整六章哈，是 Kapila Dev 的这个教导。
In very brief, he explains about how the conditioned soul is going from childhood to youth to old age to death, and then because he has no devotional service, he's transmigrating through different species and going through different hellish planets.
那么这里面讲到哈，这个灵魂的话呢，哈，就是经由呢，哈，这个童年呐、少年哈、老年，然后呢，也是因为他没有呢这种的哈，要经历的哈不同的种族啊、哈物种的这个变化。
And how no material endeavor.No mystic yoga, no anything except pure devotional service can free one from that transmigration.
那么呢，没有任何瑜伽程序或是没有任何神通哦，除了呢复现服务之外呢，能够让一个人免除以后这种的轮转变化。
His mother asked many questions and he answered them one by one.
那么他的母亲哦问了很多问题的，那么呢
，Yeah,
Kapila Dev 然后就一一回答。
Okay.So after Lord Kapila Dev finished his teachings, he went to all over the universe to spread his mercy, and she engaged in full devotional service, not knowing whether her clothes were on or off, not eating, not caring about anything but service to the Lord and attachment to her own son.
那么当时的话呢 ，Kapila Dev 呢传授完他的母亲和这教导之后呢，哈，他就去呢哈云游哈宇宙了。传播他的这个讯息，那么他的母亲呢，聆听这完这些教导之后呢，已经呢不知道自己哈有没有穿衣服哈，有没有吃东西，就是完全的忘我状态啊，除了依恋呢他的儿子哈以及他的这个奉献服务之外，再没有其他的这个衣服。
She had no attachment for her husband, her great city-like palace, only feeling separation for her son, and that gave her spiritual perfection.
那么她对她的哈这个哈丈夫哈还有呢她的宫殿等等哈再也没有依恋了哈，只是依恋她的儿子。那么这也让她呢达到了完美。
So Kapila Dev's desire is that we give up attachment for all other materialists, which are the door to hell, and have full attachment at the lotus feet of our Guru Dev for the Lord, the door to liberation and going back to Godhead.
那么 Kapila Dev 教导呢，就是说要我们哈放弃其他一切的物质依附，因为这些东西呢是通向哈地狱的门。而呢哈，让我们发展的对一个呢纯粹的奉献者哈，像我们舍利弗勒一样，那么这呢是打开哈解脱的门。
That is an extreme brief the teachings of Kapila Dev.
那么这是哈 Kapila Dev 哈非常简洁的这个教导。
To teach others that in our life we should be detached from worldly
household life
and meditate and also spend his whole time in Krishna consciousness. To teach this he did.As Vasudeva Maharaj, Krishna is his son, and he is asking from Narad, how I can be mukt from this world. So we have discussed.
那么当时呢，须巴达玛德玛吉就问到了。当时的话呢，卡德玛穆尼的话呢，他呢的儿子哈，卡皮拉戴夫的话是至尊主本人，为什么他在他出生之后呢，要离开家庭？那么须勒古鲁殿呢就讲到了， 他是为了哈教导众生的。在人生之中的话，我们要呢，就是说不要依附哈，要弃绝呢这个呢，世俗的家居生活，而把时间花在呢 Krishna 自觉之中。
So we should take lesson from Devahuti that how he heard your bhakti yoga from Kapil Dev, and then he was totally engaged in serving of Supreme Lord. She was looking as a mad woman.No eating, no drinking, no, she has no,
no awareness
of whether he has wrapped him with cloth or not, whether stool and urine pass is going or not.Always, always absorbed in Krishna Bhakti. So if you will follow this Devahuti and be totally immersed in Krishna consciousness, your life will be successful. Not for women, also for male, also same teaching.We have discussed about Uttama Bhakti. There should be no worldly desire in this bhakti. All the activities of body, mind and tongue and everything should be engaged in Krishna. To please whatever you should do, to please Krishna. But if you areengaged in devotion of Krishna. And if you have any worldly desire, then it is not pure bhakti. In this regard, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami is discussing about the Dhruva Charitra, how Dhruva,In childhood, he left everything and how he worshipped Krishna and he took darshan. You should speak something in brief.
那么呢，这讲到的哈 ，Devahuti 刚才讲到 Devahuti 的这个教导，讲到他怎样从他的儿子哈 Kapila Dev 那里聆听教导，最后呢，完全的哈服务至尊主，外在的哈变成了像一个哈。疯狂的女人了，啊，不吃不喝，没有任何的身体概念，那么身上有没有穿衣服哈，也没有，也不知道了哈，那么有没有拉屎拉尿哈，也不知道，所以她完全呢，没有这种的哈身体的概念，专注于呢追随了哈这个呢 Kapila Dev 的这个教导，而专注于呢哈 Krishna 自觉，那么这些教导不仅对于女性而言哈，那么对于男性哈这个修行者呢也如此。那我们讨论的 Uttama Bhakti， 那么 Uttama Bhakti 的指的是哈没有任何的世俗欲望，以身口意哈完全专注于 Krishna， 啊一切为所作为的取悦 Krishna。那么当你没有任何世俗欲望的时候，当你如果你还有任何世俗欲望哈掺杂其中，那么就不是呢哈 Uttama Bhakti 就是顶尖的这种哈纯粹的这个奉献服务。
Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shavakaya Chakshur Militamyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vamshakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindumyayavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha So Gurudev has ordered me to say something briefly about Dhruva Charitra, the story of Dhruva, which isa story in the Srimad Bhagavatam that teaches us a lot about how it teaches us, give us some lessons on how to develop our devotion and also some lessons about what not to do.
那么呢，Srila Gurudev呢叫我呢讲授哈，Dhruva 大君的这个哈这个教导， 那么这个教导里面讲到了哈，如何呢去从事呢哈奉献服务，还有呢如何避免一些哈不应该做的事情。
So Dhruva was a little boy, and his mother was the co-wife of King Uttanapad, and the other wife was the favorite queen of King Uttanapad.
那么他的母亲的话呢，独瓦大军的母亲哈是呢国王呢一个妃子哈，那么他并不是呢哈这个国王最宠爱的妃子之一。
Okay, his mother's name was Suruchi.
那么他的母亲名字Suniti哈，他的母亲。
And the other queen's name was Suniti. Suruchi.
Suruchi 哈是他另外一个王妃的名字。
So one day, when the king was sitting there, the son of the king, Suruchi's son.I went and sat on the king's, on Uttanapad's lap. So when Dhruva saw this, he also naturally came and wanted to sit on the king's other lap.
那么呢，哈，有一天的话呢，他的另外一个母亲，哈，Srichi 的这个儿子，哈，其他的兄弟的坐在他父亲的这个腿上。那么他也很自然的，哈，独瓦大军的话呢，也想哈坐在父亲的这个腿上。
But when Srichi saw that Suniti's son is sitting on Uttanapad's lap,She became envious, and she told him, she chastised him, and said, only you cannot sit on the king's lap, because I'm the favorite wife, I'm the favorite queen, and only when you take birth next lifetime, you, from my womb, then you can sit on the king's lap.
那么当时呢，这个王妃呢，哈 ，Srichi 的话呢，就看到独瓦大军哈坐在他的父亲这个腿上，他就很嫉妒了哈，他就说了。他说：“除非你再次出生哈，从我的胎里面出生，作为我的儿子的意思哈，就是说呢，你才能哈坐在呢你父亲的这个腿上。”
You see, even in the Bhagavatam, in the best families, there's some problems.
所以呢，在佛教法堂里面哈，在最好的家庭里面呢，也有这些问题哈。
This is material life. Because we have some lessons to learn.
所以这就是物质的哈生活了。那么我们有些哈这个教导在其中。
Then these words went like a knife into Dhruva Maharaj's heart. He was only a five-year-old child, and he was very much hurt and upset.
那么这些话呢，哈，像那个刀子哈，插在呢杜瓦大军的哈这个呢这个心上一样。虽然他只是一个哈五岁大的小孩子。
And he went crying to his mother Suniti, and he said, "I'm very upset."What can I do? How, you know, what should I do? I also want to sit on my father's lap.
那么当时呢，他跑到他的母亲苏尼提那里说了哈，他说呢，我很不高兴哈，我也想哈坐在我父亲的这个腿上。
I also want to be a king. Actually, I want to be a king greater than my father.
我也想成为一个王哈，也成为一个呢比我父亲更伟大的王。
And his father, King Uttanapad, was the king of the whole world. And Dhruva Maharaj, he was so hurt, he had the desire to be even greater than his father.
那么实际上他父亲当时哈是整个世界的哈，就是世界之王了。但是呢，当时哈独瓦大军呢很受伤害啊，他甚至有种欲望啊，想比他的父亲拥有比他父亲更为伟大的王国。
Then his mother said, I don't have the solution to your problem, but I know one thing, that if you pray to Vishnu, to Lord Krishna,Then he can fulfill all desires, so you should go and pray to him.
那么他的母亲苏尼提说，我没有呢解决的方法，但是如果你向主拿来祈祷的话呢，他能够解决你的问题。
So, Dhruva Maharaj said, but where can I find this Lord Narayan? Where can I find him? And Suniti said, oh, you should go, I heard that he's in the forest, so you should go to the forest and then you should meditate on him and do some austerities.
那么当时呢，他就询问他的母亲了。他说呢，我在哪里能够找到主拿拉扬？那么他母亲说了哈，我也不知道哈，听说了哈，他呢在呢这个森林里面，所以你可以哈去到呢森林中哈做一些冥想。
So then he went to the forest and he started meditating. 5 years old and he started doing some austerities and meditating.
那么他就去到呢森林里面的话，就是才五岁那么大哈，开始呢做一些冥想打坐。
So he attracted the attention of Lord Narayan, who sent Narad Muni to him.
那么他呢吸引的哈主拿拉扬，那么主拿拉扬呢就把哈他的这个Narad Muni 的话呢哈送到他面前了。
So Narad Muni is Jagat Guru, and he knew what's in Dhruva Maharaj's heart. So he came to him and he asked him, oh, you're only 5 years old. What are you doing in the forest? You should immediately go back to your mother, go back to the palace.
那么呢，拿耳的牧人哈也是呢，加个咕噜哈，宇宙之师了，所以他也明白哈，独老大君呢心中的所想，他就告诉他哈，你在这里干什么哈？你应该立即呢哈，回家去，回到你父母身边。
So Narada Muni was only testing the determination of Dhruva, and Dhruva means fixed, someone is completely determined to get what he wants.
那么实际上呢 ，Narada Muni 哈想测试他心中哈这种呢稳固，就是他心中有没有心意稳不稳固了。那么 Dhruva 这个词的话呢，也是哈坚定不移的意思。
So Dhruva Maharaj said, no, I will not go back. I want to get darshan of Lord Narayan because I have some desire that I want to get.
那么呢，独老大君说了哈，我不想回去哈，因为我想见到哈主拿拉雅，因为我有些哈愿望。
When I first came to Gurudev, I came after 10 years in ISKCON, and I asked Gurudev, oh, would you give me shelter? Would you give me your mercy? He said, no, you should go back to your guru.
Go back to your guru.
Yes.
好，那么当时哈，Maharaj的话呢哈，跟Gurudev跟了这个，跟过来Gurudev这边的时候呢，Gurudev对他说，你应该回到你以前的guru那里去哈。
So he was only testing me, and I knew it. So I said, "No, I'm not going back."
实际上哈，他也是在测试我哈，我就说了哈，我不会回去了。
So then Narada Muni gave him mantra.
所以 Narada Muni 当时哈，传授他曼陀罗。
And the lesson is that without receiving mantra from a bona fide guru, from a real guru, an Uttam Bhagavat guru, a pure devotee guru, we cannot really attain Krishna. We cannot attain darshan of Krishna.
所以实际上呢，如果你不从一个哈真正的这个 Uttam Bhagavat 哈这个顶尖的这个奉献者哈 Guru 那里去接受曼陀罗的话呢，你是不能够得到呢对 Krishna 的这个奉爱服务的。
Om Namo Bhagavate. So with this mantra, Dhruva Maharaj started meditating, and his meditation was so strong, and his austerities were very very severe.He stopped eating, then he stopped drinking, then he even stopped breathing. He was standing on one leg and breathing only once in a while. So his austerities were so severe that the whole universe began to choke. The demigods began to choke.
当时呢，独老大君呢，从事呢非常严厉的苦行的啊。一开始呢，不吃的哈，后来又不喝哈，最后呢，不呼不吸啊，就是说单脚独立。那么他这种苦行的话呢，令到哈傍身人哈都呢，呼吸难困难了。
Then Lord Narayan appeared to him in his meditation. He appeared to Dhruva in his meditation. So finally, he saw Lord Narayan in his heart. He got spoot in his heart of Lord Narayan.
然后最后呢，主拿拉雅在他呢这个冥想中哈闪现了哈这个 spooting 哈，就是一瞬间的这个闪现。
And immediately his meditation broke because.Lord Narayan was so beautiful and so attractive that he could not remain in meditation anymore. He opened his eyes and he couldn't see Lord Narayan.
那么这时候的话呢，那么因为主拿拉雅的话呢，这个身体非常